麦世雄教你轻松说英语。
各位听众大家好，我是麦世雄，今天给大家介绍这个单元是第291个单元。
Hi, I'm Karen. Today we're on unit 291 and are you afraid of getting shots, Peter?
Well, definitely. So the dentist's office, or rather the dental clinic, is some placewhich I hate most.
Oh, and they give you shots?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, in the mouth, of course.
Oh, that's right. Today, we're going to talk about waiting for the doctor.
好，那就是等候医生。现在我们来看待这个所谓候诊室啊。这个候诊室我们稍微来说一下，英文里头有这么一个字，怎么说的？
Waiting room. Waiting room, 或者可以说成 waiting room. Waiting room.
它是这样拼的。
W-A-I-T 就是等候的意思，加个 I-N-G, waiting room. Waiting room, 加个 I-N-G 变成一个动名词。
好，我们可以在这个图表里头可以看得到，这个图片里头啊，有一个人呢，穿的是头上戴个帽子，可见他是个护士。护士怎么说的？
Nurse. Nurse is spelled N-U-R-S-E. N-U-R-S-E, nurse.
你可以看到这 in front of this nurse, 他在这个护士前面呢 there's a couple, 所以有这么一对夫妻呢 obviously, 很显然的呢、mm. the woman or the wife is 怀孕了怎么说
She's pregnant.
好我们来看这个对话是怎么说的
护士说 Who's next? Who's next? 那位丈夫说 It's your turn. It's your turn.
好一开头Who's next? Who is 的缩写？谁是下一个呀？这下个人是谁呀？轮到谁了？那么先生就对着太太，当然不可能是对着护士，对不对啊？对着太太就说这样的话：轮到你喽。
It's your turn. It's your turn.
It's your turn. 因为强调你喽，轮到你喽，所以 your 要我们把声音就要念得强调一点。所以整个对话我们再说一遍好吗
？Who's next?Who's next? It's your turn. It's your turn. 其实也可以念作 It's your turn. 那如果是那个太太刚是忘记说她要注意啊，什么时候轮到她，先生提醒她啊，该你了，该你了，那就要念作 It's your turn.
嗯
，It's your turn.
好了，我们先来看这个解说部分的 turn 可以代表做名词的时候，当轮流轮到某人，所以 It's someone's turn.或者是 by turns, 轮流地交替的或者是 take turns, 彼此轮流做些事情。我们这几个短语都很管用啊。你看第一个轮到你了拖地板了。
It's your turn to mop the floors. It's your turn to mop the floors.
轮到你去外头买报纸回来了弟弟每次都是哥哥替爸爸买报纸。轮到你去在外头买报纸回来了。
It's your turn to buy the newspaper.It's your turn to buy the newspaper.
好，弟弟，轮到你被处罚了，哥哥被处罚好多次了。
It's your turn to be punished. It's your turn to be punished.
那这处罚还有轮流的啊。好，我们来看，接着在下面说，我们轮流照顾生病的父亲。
We look after our sick father by turns. We look after our sick father by turns.
Look after 就是照顾，当然也可以等于接下来这样说法。
We take turns looking after our sick father. We take turns looking after our sick father.
好，我们下次同一时间再会。
See you next time. Bye bye.